This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A big shift in the U.S. healthcare industry is unfolding this week. The drug company Novartis has launched the first of a special type of drug called biosimilars. The move comes after a federal appeals court cleared the way for the drug. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on what this new category means and the big impact it could have on our health and the drug industry.
The generic drugs we have now are chemical-based. Biosimilar drugs are the same cheaper copies, but for biological drug treatments.
These lead us to a new level of therapeutic abilities.
That's Albert Wertheimer, professor of pharmacy economics at Temple University.
These biotechnology drugs, in many cases, mimic items that are made by our own bodies.
The drug Neupogen boosts the number of white blood cells in cancer patients. The drug's maker Amgen tried to prevent Novartis from making a near-identical generic copy, but failed. Novartis has now launched its biosimilar version. Drugs like it have been in use for a decade in Europe, says Paris-based analyst Gustav Ando of IHS.
The leading drugs that are on the market right now around the world are all, pretty much without exception, biotech drugs. So once the intellectual property for those treatments expire, the biosimilar space has a pretty significant market to target.
Biosimilar drugs are harder to make, so they're not as cheap as generics. Still, by one estimate, they could save the U.S. healthcare system $250 billion over a decade. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.